share today. The King is coming. We celebrate with great anticipation. For believers, there's no greater excitement than to imagine the moment when we will see him face to face. Picture then the excitement that filled Jerusalem that Sunday when Jesus rode into the city. People had waited for their King for generations, and now it looked as though God had sent the Messiah at last.
Judas, who approached Jesus and
kissed him. The king had been identified, but instead of bowing in honor, soldiers seized him and arrested him. Though Jesus had the power to escape, he surrendered willingly to all that was coming. Throughout the night, Jesus was dragged from one illegal trial to another. When Pilate, the Roman governor, asked him if he was the king of the Jews, Jesus simply replied, "Yes, it is as you say." Jesus offered no other defense. In front of Herod, the king again remained silent. Herod and his soldiers put an elegant robe on him and mocked him and sent him back to Pilate. Trying to satisfy the mob that was following Jesus from place to place, Pilate had Jesus beaten. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and they put a purple robe on him. They pretended to greet him as their king, and they slapped him and they spat on him. Finally, Pilate brought Jesus out to face the crowd. "Behold the man," he said. But the answer from the crowd was, "Crucify him!
Crucify him! Kill him! Crucify him! Kill him! Kill him, Barabbas!"
Just days before, Jesus had been joyously welcomed in the streets of Jerusalem. Now he struggled to carry his own cross through those streets. Isaiah had prophesied of him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, familiar with suffering, pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
People called him Jesus.
sorrow that night Jesus was buried. The disciples hid in fear, their hearts drowning in grief. But then, Sunday dawned. Jesus did just what he promised when he defeated death and rose to life again. The stone was rolled away from the tomb so the whole world could see.
Yeah. No more traffic.